Ed Cavalier, you possibly could, I thought, be nominated as Father of the Year because you're very attentive, you're on hand, you're someone who enjoys hanging out with his children. You've got two of them now. Your firstborn is five.
Yes.
And he's a well-mannered young man who is, he looks like his parents care about him.
Thank you.
But you have told me a story off air, which it's embarrassing for you.
Now,
really embarrassing.
Normally I would argue with you, but I am in a shame spiral, so I'm going to admit it. I've only had one real moment where I've thought to myself, I'm not a good father and I'm not doing a good job, and it's something that I go on and on and on about at home, so much so that my wife Tiff's just like, shut up, like genuine bit of shut up.
I'm normally live and let live and don't beat yourself up, but you should beat yourself up because you are outsourcing a job. What is the job you're outsourcing?
Teaching my son to ride a bicycle.
That is a rite of passage. That is something fathers have to do for their sons and daughters.
No.
You are paying another person? Are you paying them, or are they doing it out of the kindness of their heart?
I'm paying someone.
paying a bicycle professional to teach a five-year-old how to pedal.
Yes.
Why can't you do it?
I've tried. I had the balance bike. He didn't like it. He fell off once, and now he's scared. And then we had the bike. We got him another bike with training wheels, but then people were telling me, oh, no, training wheels, no one does that anymore because it doesn't teach them balance. So then we went back to the balance bike, but then he didn't like it. And then he didn't want to pedal. He thinks pedaling is annoying. He saw someone at the park. He saw someone at the park with one of those bikes where you pedal and they sit in the back and they don't do anything. They get pulled along in a buggy. Yeah, and he goes, well, Daddy, why can't we just do that? I said, that's not the point. You need to learn to ride a bike. And then the other day, and he needs to have a look at himself. I don't know if you look at Hamish Blake's Instagram.
It's weird.
Every moment.
Just popped up. It was weird. Yeah.
Wow. Every single moment is him waging war against other fathers of them not being as good as him being a father.
I know. So and he gets 4 million likes on each photo.
I know. Yeah. So he's got this thing about, I just took my family on a 100-kilometer bike ride, and there's his lovely family all having a beautiful bike ride, and my wife holds up the phone and she goes, yeah, look at this, look what they're doing. And I cannot get him to even sit on the bike anymore. So I finally had enough. I said, that's it. So I've got to outsource. It's Hamish's fault, one. Two, it's society's fault.
No,
three, it's 5G. You know, then in the vaccines, you put the vaccines in the mix. And where am I? What can I do?
Well,
I can't do anything.
I don't know where you're at.
The way they are.
But you know what? I thought you were the perfect dad. The arm is not only chinked, it is split in half. You are useless.
Did you teach your children to ride a bike?
Of course I did. It's what you do. And you ride along beside them and you hold the bike and then you just go. And eventually they're like, oh my God, I'm riding on my own. And it's a beautiful moment.
It's a beautiful moment.
Well, it's like, you have given that moment away to some professional who's doing it just for the cash.
Yes.
And it is awful. And people need to tell you, you know, there's no one listening to us whose children learned to ride a bike using a professional. There isn't anyone. There's none.
All right. Well, look, 13, 10, 60. Did it take you a long time to learn to ride a bike? And who taught you to ride a bike?
Or are you a parent? You know, have we got any parents listening whose children can't ride a bike and they're over the age of five? You know?
Okay. Oh, that'd make me feel better. Non-riding children over the age of five. And did you learn to ride a bike when you were old, 15, 16, 28, 38?
Is there anyone listening to us right now who can't ride a bike?
Well, no, there's no one listening to us who can't ride a bike. I'm the only one.
I mean, who has like full use of their arms and legs? Or, you know, maybe they have balance issues. Some people have balance issues.
All right. If you've got balance...